Have you ever noticed how you feel changes based on what you're going through? This is Tuesday, March 12th, and it's natural for us to have this experience. For example, if we suffer loss, we're going to grieve and we're going to feel that in our bodies. Now, we're in our study entitled Beyond the Ordinary, looking at the miracles of Jesus. And yesterday, we began considering this connection between the spiritual aspect of who we are and our physical aspect, our bodies. Maybe it's easier to connect our emotional life and our bodies. If you're extremely sensitive, you may notice the emotional responses you feel in your body. When you become ashamed or angry, for example, you can feel your face warm up. When you feel anxious, you notice that your heart rate increases. Now, Scripture often talks about the connection between our bodies and the spiritual component of our nature. And in Jesus and what he does in his ministry, there's a connection between his suffering and our forgiveness. For example, consider the prophetic words of Isaiah. This is Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Now Matthew quotes these verses in his gospel when we're told about the many people that Jesus healed and all the types of healings that Jesus performed. His death on the cross has covered our iniquities and also provided the resources for our healing. There's no separation between sins and our sickness as Scripture talks about them. Both are met by the sacrifice of Jesus on our behalf. Now, as much as physical healing is usually pretty obvious, oftentimes we have difficulty accepting that our sins have been forgiven, believing that what Jesus has done has set us free from sin and death. Why is this? Well, often we've carried our sin for so long, we cannot believe it is gone. Of course, this happens with physical illness as well. We can be sick long enough that our lives become shaped around our illness. We see this with one of Jesus' healings that we will look at today. This is John chapter 5, verse 2-6. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by 5 covered colonnades. There are a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" Now this seems like a strange question for Jesus to ask this man who's lived with his disability for so long. Why does he ask him if he wants to be healed? Why not heal him straight away? It is because some people cannot imagine themselves living any other way than the way that they have lived for so long. Years ago, I remember meeting a man who lived many years in an iron lung, inside a huge tube that enabled him to breathe. He had become paralyzed in an accident, and soon he was afraid any time he was outside that tube. This had become his life. How could he ever leave it? Now for us, our lives become shaped around our physical abilities and disabilities as well. For the man at the pool in Bethesda, he undoubtedly survived on the alms of people passing by. So how would he support himself if he were to be healed? Jesus asked him if healing was what he wanted. Is healing what we want? Are we willing to have Jesus change our stories in radical ways? We have so interwoven the stories from our past into our explanation for our lives today that we might find it difficult to leave them behind. Here is how that man replied to Jesus. "Sir," the invalid said, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred." While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. That's chapter 5, verse 7 of John. Now you notice he doesn't answer Jesus' question. We imagine the man would say yes right away. Instead, he gives an excuse for the continuing nature of his disability. But Jesus cares for this man, and he restores him right then and there. Jesus does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Yes, he healed the man, but he did more than that. He began rewriting this man's story. Before, this man was stuck for decades in hopelessness, believing there was nothing he could do about it. Now his life is a glory story, one that reveals the goodness and grace of Jesus. I think this is what Jesus wants to do in each of our lives. And the reality is, this is what he does when he forgives our sins. Now, during our series on the miracles of Jesus, this is the story we have seen repeated. We have learned that Jesus is the Redeemer of our lives, that he cares about the whole person, and he has power to heal. Let's pray. Father God, you know how easily we become stuck in a rut, how we believe our lives and stories can never change. But you are redeeming God, and you're writing a new story of your grace in our lives. Help us to rejoice in that today. For in your name we pray, amen.